Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
They're working really hard to stir this whole globe up. And because of technology, because the economy's tied together thanks to Woodrow Wilson and League of Nations and United Nations. But understand this, it's going to take all that to plow up the hearts of men, the hard hearts and the stiff necks, that people begin to cry out to God. And God's going to respond every single time. When difficult times happen, you see a great harvest of souls that take place. And the reports are over 1 billion souls are going to be won to the Lord in this great move of God. Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministry speaks about it in a vision that he had gotten from the Lord. He talks about, be prepared for 1,000. Imagine this, 1,000 people a day coming to join your church to say, I want to be discipled. I want to know about Jesus. Teach me what you know. I'm at 1,000 a day. I'm in the first week. It's like, whoa, this is great. The second week, that's another 1,000. The next week, that's another 1,000. Then you start realizing, I should have been listening to God and be prepared for the greatest harvest the earth has ever seen. Now, we've been preparing for it at the VFN Dream Center as an apostolic hub. You can go to Emmaus Road and be trained up for what's about to happen. You go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can see the address on your screen. You see Hello Church. You kind of hover over that. You'll see Emmaus Road Discipleship. It's time to get discipled, because God's going to need you in his army, a spiritual army, to be able to train up all those that are going to be coming and hungry for him. They're going to be trained and they're going to be launched. We're going to see great things take place. So the question is this, what's the condition of our soldiers? I mean, if there's World War III going on, and you heard in the beginning of this program that, you know, Jim Baker had a prophetic dream about a draft is going to be happening that people don't want to go to, a war is going on. But look, I want to give you some encouragement here. Here are, I believe, Marines, and they're in uniform, and guess what they're doing? They're worshiping the Lord, John. It is so powerful. They call it, you know, real men worship. And they're singing a song, Lord, I lift your name on high. It's going to encourage you. Take a look. So awesome. Listen, God is moving. I mean, we're seeing him move.
Yes.
I mean, when I walked into the Dream Center, let me just tell you something. When I walked into the VFN Dream Center a couple Sundays ago, maybe the 10th, I don't know. But when I walked into the Dream Center, I thought there was a fire going on. I really did. I'm smelling like smoldering fire, you know, and I'm immediately walking into the control rooms and different areas and saying, listen, is there a fire? And they're going, no. And I began to look for, and the Lord, show me. That he was letting me smell the fires of revival, the smoldering fires of revival. I mean, I got a powerful, it's exciting what God's about to do. Then all of a sudden he switched. That's what this offer's about today. Get this offer.
We'll be right back.
I love to see crowds burn, but I know I can shape history if I can find just one. Anybody can burn in a crowd. I want to find someone that'll burn by themselves.
Now, it so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act. And I feel that communism often stands in the way of certain First Amendment privileges that we have in America, for instance, that I just couldn't adjust to.
Millions of dollars will be spent for cards, flowers, candy, or jewelry celebrating Valentine's Day, to say nothing of the estimated 6 million plus people expecting a marriage proposal.
But did you know the Library of Congress suggests the biblical book Song of Songs as a Valentine for the ages?
Song of Songs was one of the first texts printed with the advent of printing in the 15th century, a popular theme for artists and printers. And the Library of Congress boasts of shelves filled with goodly treasures new and old, quoting Song of Songs 7:13.
One of those treasures is a beautiful example of microcalligraphy, a technique using minuscule script to create images. In this case, a small heart-shaped image with the text of all 8 chapters of the Song of Songs produced in 1920 in Germany.
Engage with the Bible, the book of all books.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm talking about what the Lord is saying, and it's just yours for any amount whatsoever to partner with us for what we're doing, because we're just getting started for what, you know, by God's grace, what He's called us to do. And all of a sudden, we begin to see the outpouring of God's glory. We're designed. I mean, think about this. You know, anybody that has anything, a negative viewpoint of the presence of God, is like, what do you think heaven's about? Heaven is about the presence of God 24/7.
That's right.
But you probably never experienced it before if you're feeling that way, but there's your design for the presence and the glory of God. There's nothing like the glory of God. And so God just began to move powerfully and just begin to hug folks and meet folks and minister to folks. And just, just great things are taking place. I want to encourage you. I mean, are you tired of just dried out dead religion? You know, religion is hanging around the cross. Christianity is getting on the cross. It's saying, God, I want everything you have. That's available for you. It's available for you. And there's plenty of men and women of God that are hearing from the Lord right now. You need to find, first encourage the folks where you're at, but they're not going to go after God.
That's right.
Go after God.
That's right.
You're as close to God as you want to be. And if you can't find a place, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you.
That's right.
Maybe that's for you. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, and you can find out about us, and you can find out how you maybe want to become a member. Listen, you got to get somewhere, get connected, and get rightly related, because what's about to happen, it's going to be the worst of times, but it's going to be the best of times. I mean, we talk about how awesome it was for the prophet to be provided food from a raven and meal from a widow, you know, food from a widow, but he was in the midst of a famine when that was going on. There was an economic crisis going on during that time. And what we always talk about is the provision that God had for his people during that time. But we have to remember that happened in the context of an economic crisis and a drought taking place, which means this: the bad time could be an economic crisis. It could be a drought. It could be riots and those type of things. But simultaneously, you can be like Elisha, with a widow taking care of you, with ravens bringing you food, with the kingdom of God expanding. That's our God. Our God knows those who are his. This is what he said. He said this when he was going to bring judgment on a particular people. He said, I want you to first go through all them folks, all those that are mine, and I want you to put a mark on them. I want to put a mark before anything happens. Put a mark. Why? Because God doesn't do this. He sends judgment to be happened through his angels. And we're not talking about final judgment or anything. We're talking about discipline type things. And so he put a mark on every one of the ones who was walking rightly before God. And what happened? When he dealt with the nation, his angels did not deal with the ones who had the mark on them. I mean, God specifically, this is how he's not going to hurt you. He loves you. He's a plan for your life. And even the hard times coming to your neighbor who might not have been walking to God, it's not because God hates them. It's because God loves them, and he wants them to be saved and not to be lost and not to have eternal separation from him, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth for eternity. He's trying to he wants to save us from that. So he is a good God. And I want to encourage you. God is, we're beginning to see just this awakening, the smell of revival, the tangible glory, the presence of God. We're seeing hearts changed, and people all of a sudden just go, you know, I don't want anything to do with sin anymore. I just want to tell everybody about how good God is. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Are we not seeing this?
Absolutely. We're seeing people in just everyday life come to God. You know, we had an intern in our studio who just shared with someone in the neighborhood that God loves them. And the young man was absolutely so surprised. He gave his life to the Lord. I mean, there's people out there that want to know that God is real and that he loves them and his heart is for them. And we get to tell them. We get to tell them the great news.
And just like this particular offer we have up for you, because we can't tell you everything, but it talks about the Jesus movement and what God did during the Jesus movement that took place, the Jesus people movement. He just began to touch everybody's heart. All of a sudden, where it was difficult to tell somebody about the Lord and them to get saved, all of a sudden they're wanting to get saved. Mm-hmm. It's not like all of a sudden you became some supernatural person that you could do everything. It's the fact that God began to touch the hearts of men and soften their hearts. And he's shown me a huge harvest that's coming. I mean, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of folks. And it wasn't because we're going to preach some great message. All we had to do was say, come.
Come.
Because God had prepared their hearts for the harvest. This is the question. Are you prepared to receive the harvest? That was my question. My question was, when God was showing me this night vision, it wasn't the fact that it was this. Can we absorb this? Can you absorb the harvest? Do you have what it takes to be able to train folks up, relate them to God, to hear his voice, to learn how to abide with him and launch them into their destinies? You can prepare. But if you don't, come to the VFN Dream Center. We will help you do that. That's what we do. We will help you do that. We will empower you.
We will welcome you.
We will welcome you, and you can go down Emmaus Road and begin to train folks up, even in your ministry and your church and what you're called to do. We're here as one church, one Lord, one Spirit, to be able to bring in a great harvest.
We'll be right back.
So we're here at Lighthouse Church in Panama City Beach, a couple days into a deployment here after Hurricane Michael, and we're settling in with our operations. We have our full mobile command center in operation. We have teams coming in to advance or expand our team so we can help more people. We're doing volunteer coordination. The first couple days alone, we've already sent a couple hundred volunteers into the field to help homeowners. They're scouting homes, looking for people that are vulnerable and need help. There's a lot of tree damage from the wind effects of this hurricane, so there's a lot of chainsaw teams working. That's a big need. We're providing hot meals out of our mobile kitchen. In the very first evening of providing hot meals, we did about 638, I think it was, hot meals. And today that number is gonna be much larger. One family came in, and the kids had only had potato chips for 2 days. And we were able to provide hot meals to that woman for her family, and she was thrilled. It was a really amazing experience. So just a short time after the storm, after Hurricane Michael, the need is still great. So Operation Blessing is trying its best to get resources out in the community, hot meals, toiletries, different types of supplies. So that's just really important that we fill that need. And our volunteer teams have been running these things to homeowners that are stuck in their homes because they can't even get out their driveway because the tree's in the way. So you may be sitting there wondering, well, what can I do? I'm just so-and-so in whatever part of the country. You can get a team together. You can call. You can go to ob.org, and you can find out how to volunteer. You can financially support our efforts. You can, of course, pray for us. We really appreciate that. But volunteer armies are really critical to help a community after this much destruction.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. Lisa Dobler from St. George, Utah, who is a professional student, I'm not sure what that means, Lisa. I mean, does that mean like some of the kids I went to school with, you just are stayed in school all the time, you know? When I graduated my first degree, my father was the president of the college I graduated from, and he said, John, you worked hard all 7 years of college. So is that what you do there? Well, the word is awesome, and it's a great word, and I'm glad you sent it in, Lisa. It just means that somebody has performed on a level that has been beyond expectation. Whenever I go speak for a company, I do a couple things. One is I talk to them on the phone maybe for 20, 30 minutes before I go speak, finding out how I can serve them, what do they want me to talk about, what's the best way I can add value to them. And when we're finished, we go back and circle around and we ask the people I speak to, did I fulfill expectations or did I exceed expectations? Awesome means you exceed expectations. That's what kind of a life you and I both want to live. We want to live an awesome life until people that expected something out of us got so much more out of us. It's a great word, and I would encourage you to make today an awesome day and make your experiences awesome experiences. Go a little higher, do a little more, walk that second mile. Hey, by the way, when you walk the second mile, there's no traffic there. Trust me, I know that. Take some action today. What today are you going to be awesome in?
We often talk about that it's important to have knowledge, but, you know, with knowledge, you got to know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. People are like, well, I got a word of knowledge. What are you going to do with it? You need a word of wisdom, too. Mm-hmm. It's the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom working together because you got to know how to apply the knowledge that God's given you. And when I think about that, I think about Proverbs 8. And when Proverbs 8, you know, the word of God depicts wisdom as a woman that's calling out in the streets, calling out to the simple, raising mm-hmm. her voice and mm-hmm. saying, come here. I've got something to tell you. And it goes on to say that in verse 6, it says, listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. Listen to this, Pat. To the discerning, all of them are right. Mm-hmm. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. And then she says, choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Hmm. I mean, that's how precious wisdom, the wisdom of God. There's, you know, there's worldly wisdom, mm-hmm. and then there's godly wisdom. And godly wisdom is so important. And I think about King Solomon, you know, when he cried out as a boy, said, I'm going to be king. Can you just give me wisdom?
Yeah, right.
I just need wisdom. And God said, just because you asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you all this other stuff too.
Hmm.
But you've chosen right. And a lot of things, you know, people are trying to acquire and to get. One of the things that you got to have in life is you have to have biblical, godly wisdom to know what to do with the information that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. And Proverbs is beautifully set up by divine providence that there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. And it just happens to be, 31 days in every month.
Mm-hmm.
You can, every day, choose to read the proverb that corresponds with the day in the month. So if today's the 22nd, you know, 23rd, whatever the day is of the month, you would read that day's proverb, you know, chapter 21 or 23, and just allow that wisdom just to, you know, wash over you and to impart to you what mm-hmm. you need.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I've been reading Proverbs, my goodness, 18 years. I mean, it never gets old.
Right.
It never gets old. It never, ever, ever gets old. And that's how truth is. It's how the scripture is, because mm-hmm. it's living, it's breathing, you know, it's sharper than a double-edged sword, and it penetrates. It penetrates our hearts. And that's what we want to do when we're abiding. We want to allow the word of God to penetrate us and literally take the sword that Rick Joyner talks about in the Torch and the Sword mm-hmm. and allow it to touch our heart and let it penetrate. And we don't want to go to a place where we're going through the book. We want the book, the Word of God, to go through us. And, you know, it's not something to check off in the morning. These are things that to check yourself, to ask yourself, am I just going through this so I can say check? Or am I allowing the words of Jesus to go through me today? When they go through you, they change you. Because it's a living word. And then that word, that living word, becomes a now rhema word. And it's a revealed word to you. He says he's hidden these things from the learned, but he's revealed them and unveiled them to children. And it's amazing all the things that Jesus talks about, you know, regarding children. It's really amazing because he says, you know, listen, come to me as a child. Don't hinder the children from coming to me. Let them come to me. And unless you become like a child, unless you become like a child, well, think about children. They're innocent. Well, let's not look at Pat's, you know, we can't. All right, Steve, we'll talk about you. Okay, they're innocent. They were nice. When you think about children, young, small kids. He's still stuck on that. All I have to say is Second Street, and then maybe some things will pop up or something. But
I'm just trying to figure out where did his kids come from.
I think that's why he's
his kids.
No, I'm talking about himself when he was a kid. He was a child. Steve was a child. He was a child once, you know.
I didn't live on Second Street.
He wasn't the strapping Marine that he is today, but you know, he was a child once. But I was talking about children, Pat. Work with me here. Okay,
I'm with you, man.
Talking about children, that when we embrace that type of, you know, they don't have hindrances. They don't have things that hold them back. They believe. I remember Pastor Van Lane, he was a children's pastor at Brownsville Assembly of God during the Brownsville Revival. And I remember talking to him one day and passing. We were just talking in the hallway. And I go, Van, what's up? And he just looked wrecked, you know, but perplexed rather. And he's telling me all the things that were happening with the children during this move of God. You understand that the children were, I mean, they were leading worship in children's church. They were running sound in children's church. Running cameras in children's church.
Wow.
I mean, it was they were having an awesome time in God. They were they had a prayer team.
Wow.
They were praying for each other, and their faith was amazing. He said, what do you do when one of your children in the children's church has more faith to pray that they don't need braces anymore, and they're at the altar praying that God can straighten those teeth out? And he's just like, they're challenging me, they're stretching me, you know, they're going for it. They don't know any hindrances, so the children would come up and they would pray for each other, and those who are on the prayer team would say, what are your prayer needs? And one of the child says, I don't want to get braces. I want to believe that God can straighten my teeth. And so all the kids are going for it. They're praying, straighten their teeth in the name of Jesus. And they saw so many awesome things with, you know, this is what happens. And so God wants that for us. He wants us to come to a place where we can, you know, humble ourselves. It's amazing how, you know, the more you grow and the more it's the information, it's the knowledge that clouds our ability, you know, to really trust God. The more knowledge you get filled, the more you think that you can figure and that you know something out. It's like, oh, no. They're dying by degrees. No more. She learned something. He learned something.
Right.
Become dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you start resting on your knowledge instead of on the Spirit of God. You start resting on what you think you know. Because we all know a piece and a part. So, I mean, don't get so filled and confident on the little part that you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Since God is limitless. I remember about Dolores Winder, and we shared about her on VFN Radio and VFN TV, about her amazing miracle that happened in her life she got healed at a Catherine Coleman, you know, ministry.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Her back was completely, you know, just paralyzed, and God healed her. It was amazing. Well, I'll never forget. She told me, never forget. I was staying with her and her husband and a couple other guys as well for some ministry. And she says one night, she's talking, and we're just sitting down in the living room. She's just talking. Mm-hmm. And the presence of God just literally just came right on into the living room. I mean, in such dimension. There's three grown men. We're bawling. We can't even contain ourselves. Like, what just happened here? God just walked in the room. And it's so interesting because you look at so many different things. You know, sometimes it's like, you don't have to work it up, brother. Just, you know what I'm saying? Let God just do what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. And he'll take over. But I look at her, I look at Bob Jones, you know. Dolores wasn't the type of person to promote her ministry. She just spoke out of what God was doing in her life. Mm-hmm. And God just showed up. And she said some of the most profound things during that time and season. But one of the things that I remember was, she says, you don't have to know everything. Mm. She told us, you don't have to know everything. She says, but you do have to know God. She goes, and she says, the Holy Spirit, just ask the Holy Spirit. He knows everything. And he'll tell you what you need to know when you need to know it. Mm-hmm. And it was like a mega pop of like, boom, like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. And she was at that, I forget her age. She was up in age at that time. But it was amazing, the zeal and the passion. Steve, we were talking about hunger for God in one of our programs. But that she had. And this is what wisdom does. When we are abiding with God, we're spending time receiving from him, God will begin to share with us wisdom from the Word, wisdom for our lives, decisions. You think about all the decisions you have to make on any given day, Pat.
Oh, constantly. I mean, there's many times. I mean, that what you were just saying, I've had to cry out to the Holy Spirit in that given moment. It's like, I need a word right now. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And if I'll be quiet long enough, he'll tell me.
Isn't that beautiful?
And listen. But you got to ask. Mm. Most of the time, we're trying to pull out of our own.
Trying to remember it
you
all.
Know, yeah, out of our own with our own knowledge.
Right.
When he's got it all.
Oh, my goodness.
He's waiting for us to ask.
Yeah, he's just waiting.
That's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. Listen, knowledge is wonderful. That's great, but it has its place. What we need is the wisdom and the revelation of God. And the more we abide, the more we spend time with him, the more we run after him and allow ourselves to get hungry for him. And we set that time apart. We tune our ears to his voice, and we ask. We ask. He's a gentleman. He mean it, I just tell you, ask. Mm-hmm. And when you ask, you shall receive. Right. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want to say? Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Speak so that I can do.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.